Last time on Left Behind.
We both know how I could respond to your egregious disrespect. I choose to forgive you.
Repulsive as it must be for Captain Steele to be so close to such evil, at least he should be safe.
We've been told to shoot looters.
Looters? You guys are the only healthy people I've seen.
Buck, where is Chloe's car?
It could have been swallowed up, but...
We should look. If her car is here, we can assume she's here.
Leonardo! I command you, come forth!
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 38. Of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
What's the story with the shelter? How did Carpathia know he needed it?
Yeah, you got me, Ray. Maybe it was a security blanket in case his ambassadors turned on him again. It's deep concrete. It'll protect him from radiation. And catch this, it's big enough for the 216.
The Condor? I left it at the end of the runway.
Yeah, they had me move it early this morning.
Move it where?
Remember you asked me about that utility road the other day?
What, a single lane thing that leads to a fence?
Yep, well, now there's a gate in that fence.
And the gate leads where? Across desert sand?
Catch this. They treated the sand.
You're telling me you taxied the 216 down that utility road and across the sand? To where?
3.5 clicks northeast of headquarters. Just like Carpathia said.
So the shelter's away from any housing.
You know, I doubt anyone's ever seen it without Carpathia's knowledge.
How does something underground withstand the shifting of the earth?
Yeah, part genius, part luck, I guess. The whole thing floats. It's suspended on some platform. A hydraulic fluid in these massive springs.
So the rest of New Babylon is in ruins, while the Condor and Carpathia's hideout escaped damage.
Yeah, what can I say? Place was rocked pretty good, but apparently the technology delivered. The main entrance was buried, but Carpathia's got earth movers opening that right now.
He's looking to go somewhere?
Actually, he's expecting company.
His little kings are on their way.
Yeah, he calls them ambassadors. He and Fortunato have big plans.
Wait, wait, Fortunato? Well. He was in Carpathia's office when the earthquake hit. There's no way he survived.
Ray, you're not going to believe this.
I'd believe anything at this point.
All right, when they told Carpathia Leon didn't make it, I swear, Ray, he looked sick. First time I've ever seen him rattled.
Yeah?
All right, so he leaves. I ask him if he wants me to take him somewhere. When was the last time you saw him go anywhere by himself?
Never.
Bingo. He leaves alone. He's gone about half an hour. When he comes back, he's got Fortunato in tow, covered head to foot with dust.
Whoa. Fortunato's walking.
Right into the shelter. Yeah, a little slow maybe, but on his own 2 feet. So this crowd gathers. Fortunato, real emotional, calls for order.
Please, please, listen to me. I have something to say. Thank you. It is true. I was at the headquarters when the building collapsed, inside. I fell head first. When I hit, it felt like I had cracked my head open. Then the whole weight of the upper floor came down on me. My bones broke. My lungs burst. Everything went black. I believe I died. I was not conscious of anything. It was black nothingness. Then, I heard my name. I thought I was dreaming, that I was a child again, and my mother was softly calling. And that is when I heard the voice of Nikolai. Leonardo, come forth!
What?
I'm telling you, Ray, it gives me the willies. I've never been religious, but I know that story from the Bible. It sounded like Nikolai was pretending to be Jesus or something.
Yeah, pretending.
Do you see a car?
No.
Doc, are you all right? Doc.
I've seen devastation and waste, but this is simply overwhelming.
Doc, look. Look, we have to separate from this, okay? If I allow it to overwhelm me, I'll be no good to anybody. We've got to stay strong. Doc, we need each other.
Yes, you are right. The glory of the Lord must be our rear guard. We will rejoice in the Lord always, and he will lift us up. We must start at the garage and look for Chloe's car there.
Good, good. Let's go.
So, Ray, you gonna tell me what's going on here or what?
Mac, I'm gonna tell you the whole story and everything I feel about what's happening, about Nikolai, about what's still coming. But before I do, I need you to tell me what Carpathia knows about Amanda or Hattie.
Ray. Ray, the truth is Carpathia knows Hattie's still in the States. She got as far as Boston, but then she pulls a U-turn and boards a nonstop to Denver.
To Denver?
Her family's there. I guess nobody knows why she went back.
And Amanda?
Carpathia's people are saying she was on a PanCon heavy out of Boston that should have been on the ground in Baghdad before the quake. It lost a little time over the Atlantic for some reason, but the last they knew, it was in Iraqi airspace.
So it's underground somewhere. Why didn't I see the wreckage at the airport?
I don't know. Maybe it was completely swallowed up by the desert, but all other planes on Baghdad radar at the time of the quake have been accounted for, so that doesn't seem likely.
Maybe the flight was far enough behind schedule. It was still in the air, just stayed there till they could find a spot to put it down.
Maybe.
Now, I won't stop looking.
I understand, Ray.
Look, Mac, my gut says you're hiding something from me.
Ray.
Listen, I've already tipped my hand as to what I think of Carpathia. Now, that's a huge risk for me. Now, if you know something about Amanda that I need to know, you've got to tell me.
Ray, I'm asking you to trust me.
Is she dead, Mac?
Probably.
There's more, isn't there?
I'm telling you, you don't want to know.
Cameron, you do not expect to find Chloe's car in here, do you?
Not really.
And if you do not, from that you will conclude that she somehow escaped.
Yeah, well, that's my hope, Doc.
As soon as we have established that her car is not here, let us try to salvage whatever we can from the house.
What do you mean?
Food, your clothes. And that we don't know what our living situations will be, I suggest we gather whatever we can.
That's a good idea. Oh, I wonder what this is all about.
It resembles the Israeli transport helicopters in size.
Our friend is in the neighborhood.
What do you mean?
Catch the billboard-sized GC insignia painted on the side?
What do you think they're doing?
I'm not sure. I just hope they're not looking for you.
Frankly, Cameron, I think I have become a very low priority all of a sudden, don't you?
We'll find out. Come on.
Can you tell what they are doing to that utility pole?
Well, it looks like they cut the power and are cutting away the wires.
An alternate source of electricity?
Well, it might be, but...
But what?
There it is. There it is. Look. See that thing they're putting up on top? It's an antenna array.
Ah.
They've transformed the electrical pole into a cellular tower.
Cellular?
It's kind of low, but I guess if they do enough of them, it'll work.
Communication before power.
Yeah, somebody thinks getting the cell areas up and running is more important than electricity or telephone wires.
Apparently.
I wonder how long it'll take before there are enough towers. Nothing yet.
Cameron, if my guess is correct, Carpathia has crews like this working around the clock, all over the world. It won't be long until your phone works again. Now, whether or not that is a good thing.
Hey. We better wind it up and head back, Ray.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to let you take me back before you tell me something that's worse than knowing my wife's dead.
Ray, please. I've said too much already. I can't corroborate any of this, and I don't trust Carpathia.
Just tell me.
I'm afraid after I tell you, you won't want to talk about what I came here for.
Matt, I give you my word. I'll talk about anything you want, but you have to tell me what you know about Amanda.
All right, listen. For one thing, that PanCon Heavy didn't have much fuel left. If the quake happened before they touched down, the pilot couldn't have gone much farther.
So that's good news. The plane has to be somewhere close. I'll keep looking. What else?
All right, if this doesn't convince you I'm not one of Carpathia's insiders, nothing will. Let's get out of the chopper.
Mac!
It's that, or we're out of here.
All right, all right.
Okay. Here it is. Carpathia talks about Amanda like he knows her.
Well, he does know her, so what?
I mean, he talks about her as if he really knows her.
And what's that supposed to mean? An affair? I know better than that.
Ray, what I'm saying here is that he's known her since before she knew you.
What?
Behind closed doors, he makes comments. Amanda's a team player. She's in the right place. She plays her role well. That kind of stuff.
What?
Listen, I hardly know your wife. I have no idea if it's possible. I'm just telling you what
it's
I'm hearing.
It's not possible. She wouldn't.
I didn't expect you to believe it.
The man is a liar. He would say anything about anybody to further his own agenda. I don't know why he needs to trash her
Ray,
reputation.
I told you I'm not saying I think he's right. But you have to admit he's getting information from somewhere.
Don't even suggest
I'm
that.
I'm just saying
Amanda
that
is not a liar or a betrayer. No one could be that good. No one could share my bed and pledge her love that way without my suspecting. No way.
All right. All right. That's good enough for me. Now, you'd better get back.
Mac, since we're supposed to be on a rescue mission anyway, would you mind one more search?
Yeah. Be a lot easier during daylight. Want to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, but let's do a quick look anyway. If that plane went down near Baghdad, the only hope of finding survivors is to find them quick.
All right, good enough.
I know I'm dreaming, but I can't run back to Carpathia for shelter if I don't exhaust every effort to find her.
Ray, listen, I was just wondering if there was anything to Carpathia's claim.
There's not, Mac. Now get off it.
I'm just saying, if there is, do you think there might be a chance he'd have her somewhere safe?
Oh, I get it. The upside of my wife working for that devil is that she might still be alive?
I wasn't... We don't have to talk about it anymore.
We sure don't.
Okay. Okay, one more, Doc. Here we go. There. I think I can crawl through now.
Here, I am smaller than you.
Okay. Okay, well, here. Here, you're gonna need the flashlight.
Thanks.
Doc, you...
Yeah.
Do you see anything?
Cameron, I can see a car. Yes, it's Chloe's.
Huh.
I can't see. Wait. There.
What?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, it is empty except for her phone and computer.
And she's still inside. Doc, can you get out of there?
I'm almost certain I can.
Okay, listen, I'll meet you at the back of the house. If her car's still here, she's still here.
Oh, yes, please. Captain Steele. Sit.
I prefer to stand, if you don't mind.
There is no need. You look weary, and we have important items on the agenda.
Sir, my wife,
Captain Steele, I have some bad news for you. Your wife, God rest her soul, was aboard a Pan Continental 747 flight from Boston to Baghdad. The earthquake hit moments before the plane was to touch down. My sources tell me the pilot apparently saw the chaos, realized he could not land near the airport, and pulled up at the last moment. PanCon officials tell me that the plane was simply not airworthy at that speed. Eyewitnesses say it cleared the banks of the Tigris, hit first nearly halfway across the river, flipped tail up, and plunged out of sight. Pancon tells me a plane like that would drop like a stone. Nothing has surfaced downriver. No bodies have been discovered. I'm truly sorry.
I do not understand why Chloe's car would have been in the garage where Loretta's car usually sits.
Well, I don't know either, but it's there, you know? And that means she's under here somewhere.
Is there no possibility she could have escaped?
Yeah, she wouldn't have gotten anywhere on foot. This thing hit so suddenly, there was no warning.
Oh, but there was.
You were underground. How would you know?
I heard rumblings a couple of minutes before the shaking began.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw roadkill on my way back. Traffic signs and stoplights swaying, so I guess there was some warning. Could she still be in the garage?
I'm afraid not, Cameron. I looked carefully. If she was there when it all came down, you would not want to find her.
I might not like it, but I have to know.
I can sympathize with your grief. Perhaps you can understand my own feeling of loss over the many lives this calamity has taken. It was worldwide, every continent suffering severe damage. The only region spared was, of course, Israel.
And you don't believe this was the wrath of the Lamb?
Captain Steele. Oh, surely you do not lay at the feet of some supreme being an act so spiteful and capricious as this?
I hesitate to raise this while your loss is so fresh. But you understand I could have you imprisoned.
I'm sure you could.
But I choose not to.
And if I resign?
That is not an option. You will come through this nobly, as you have other crises. Otherwise, I will charge you with insubordination and have you imprisoned.
You want someone working for you who would rather not?
In time, I will win you over. As soon as you are ready, you and Officer McCullum are to fly my ambassadors here. A handful of major airports around the world are operational, but with the use of smaller aircraft, we should be able to get my key men to where you can collect them.
I have a number of requests.
Oh, I love when you ask for my help.
I would like information about my family.
Yes, I will put someone on that right away. And
I need a day or two to be trained by Mac in helicopters. I might have to fly places only a chopper can go.
Whatever you need, Captain. Whatever you need.
I am weak from hunger, Cameron.
Looks like one more layer and we can reach the basement. Maybe. Doc, you might get to the kitchen through that opening there.
Yes, I see it. The power has been out for hours, but there must be something edible left.
Here, I'll help you. I could use a bite myself.
Did Loretta keep a well-stocked kitchen?
Well, she's been running a boarding house since the disappearances. She was always ready to feed an army.
Oh, that is good. Oh, this is bad.
What?
The fridge has a bathtub smashed against it.
Oh, great.
Oh, wait. I have found what looks like the pantry. Ah, oh, yes.
Huh. Good work.
Oh, crackers, dry cereal, rolls. Here, Cameron.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to wrap a few of these provisions to take with us.
Good idea.
Cameron, if Chloe were alive somewhere in here, she would have heard us and called out, would she not?
Well, we haven't seen her yet. And while I hate the thought of leaving her here, it would certainly take heavy equipment to move the rest of this mess.
All right. Then the question is where to stay tonight. The church shelter is unstable. Another aftershock and it could come down on us. It may have already collapsed.
Well, I think we've done what we can here for now. Let's get to the car.
Oh,
Up ahead, Cameron. Do you need fuel?
Well, if this isn't straight out of the Twilight Zone. Gas station not only in one piece, but open.
I can't imagine the prices.
Hey, Doc, the houses around here aren't as damaged as Loretta's, huh?
I would not be surprised if there is a quarry nearby.
You mean this part of town is sitting on granite?
Well, that would be my guess.
Check out the guy at the pump. You suppose he's using that shotgun to protect the gas or the cash he's got in his pocket from selling it?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, what's the good news?
$20 a gallon, cash only. 20-gallon limit. When it's gone, it's gone.
That explains why the line is not longer.
Yeah. All right, I'm in for 20 gallons.
I'll need the cash.
All right. Coming up. I'll give you $1,000 cash for
the
that.
Generator? Take a number. I could get 10,000 for it by tomorrow.
Hey, know where I can get another one?
I don't know anything. My house is gone, family's gone. I'll be sleeping here tonight.
Need some company?
Not especially.
Well.
Cameron, I have been thinking. Do we know whether the computer technician's wife knows about her husband?
I only met Donnie's wife once. Don't remember her name, though.
Wait, I picked up a church directory back at the house. Here. Moore. Donald and Sandra Moore.
Here, let me see that. We'll give the cell phone a shot, just for grins. Well, that's progress at least, huh?
Where do they live?
Well, it looks like not far from here. Probably not standing, but we might as well check as soon as we're topped off.
Structurally, it is not bad.
Something's not right here, Doc. Sandy? Sandy?
Oh, dear God! Back here, Cameron!
Where? Oh, no. She still has the coffee cup in her hand.
She and her husband must have died within seconds of each other. Miles apart.
We should bury her, but how do we get her out from under the tree?
We'll need a chainsaw at the very least. Cameron, I confess I am thinking less of respect for her body than for the possibility that we have found a place to live.
What?
Is it not ideal? This room can be easily closed off. I don't know how long it would take to get power, but except for this room, it has a roof.
Well, you're right. We don't have too many other prospects, do we?
Unless you wanted to go back and try again with your friend at the gas station.
Yeah. Well, Donnie might have some tools downstairs. We could cut the floor from underneath. I'll be right back.
The report you asked for, sir.
Thank you, Leon.
It appears your fears were correct. Mr. Williams may not have been as loyal as we had hoped.
I've had my eye on him for some time. And I do believe if we can locate Cameron Williams, we will find Dr. Ben-Judah as well. And we will be able to take care of what is becoming a growing problem.
Yes.
Well, good work, Leon. That will be all. Unless there is something else?
Just one thing more. The story of my resurrection, I have not heard you tell it, sir. What I have been saying, the way you called my name, that is the way it happened, is it not?
Yes, Leon, yes. That is definitely how it happened.
Good. Good. Thank you, sir.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.